Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Here we go. Good morning to you. We are live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Power rankings in the NFL on the way before week three gets underway tonight. Man, this wedding stuff, I got to tell you. We are over, I think, the hump here where we've gotten the vast majority done. We're trying to keep this wedding pretty small, like relatively small, but but there's a couple, like two or three people like right there on the periphery. And I didn't know if I was going to invite them or not. And I don't want to say I caved, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, they should probably be there. Like we got three Sarahs. We're going to be there. Or at least are invited. And then there was someone else who like sent me a message on Instagram. I was like, okay. So I think we've got it done, but it's hard because I want to make sure everyone is, you know, as many people as I can have there, you know, are there in attendance to experience it. At the same time, we are trying to keep it smallish. So it's been tougher than I anticipated.
Well, I think if people are like truly their friend, your friends, they would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially people who are married, like, understand how much weddings cost. And
yeah.
That everybody is not free. Like, you can't just on a whim add somebody and it's not going to cost you money. So, like, I think people get it. Like, especially if it's going to be small. Like, if you have a 300-person wedding and, like, you forget a few people who you hang out with regularly,
Yeah. That's
when it's offensive.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, yesterday I asked Catherine, I go, okay, so... should we invite her? Like, I kind of want to, but it's, you know, costs are getting up there. What do you think? And she was like, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I think she would really, really love being there and really want an invite. I was like, okay, that's a yes. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. But yeah, for each person, it's like, it's great. But then there are costs associated with that you have to take into account. And that's the thing. Like if money were not a factor, of course, I'd be like, great. But also I want to retain that intimacy. Like that's really important to me. So I feel good about it now. It's just been, that's the thing that has stressed me, like making sure we get the invites right.
Yeah. Well, and plus, like, the more people you invite, like, the fewer time you will have to speak to each person.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Like, think about that, too, because I think the bigger a wedding gets, like, the less you get to enjoy it and the more
that's
it becomes
true.
For other people. Because I think that's the trend that I've noticed with, like, weddings now is that it feels like it's more for other people than the actual bride and groom. You know, where it's like,
Yeah. Okay,
we have to have this amazing food and this amazing band and we have to have all this entertainment. It's like, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, just make sure the main thing is the main thing.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that because the lovely Catherine was like, I'm worried about what people think about this or this. And I was like, honey, I was like, at the end of the day, if there's one day that you can be selfish, it's your wedding. Like, this is our wedding
right.
day. So while, of course, we want, you know, everything to be nice and everyone have a great experience, at the end of the day, like, what do you want? This is, you know, this is our day. If you spend your entire wedding day sort of trying to acquiesce and keep everyone happy, then you're sort of missing the point. Like, this is our day. So let's do what we think is best. Everyone's going to have a great time. And I don't think anyone's going to walk away and be like, oh, my God, only chicken or whatever. You know, whatever. I've never walked away from a wedding being like so upset with what they served or whatever. You're just there to celebrate the couple.
Right. And if somebody's going to be judgmental and you think they're going to be judgmental, they do not deserve a spot at your wedding. Like, if you know they're going to be gossiping about your wedding, get them out of there.
Hey, get him out. Get him out. Security, get him out.
You're out of
here. I totally agree. Okay, I invite you to give us your updated power rankings in the NFL.
So I'm
looking at our rankings. Oh, we're really close. We've been close each week, which I think is not necessarily surprising. So let's hear what you got after last week, because week three officially starts tonight with Fins and Bills.
Yeah, we're not hot take artists here. So, like, it makes sense to me that, like, our power rankings are not that far apart. So, okay, number one, the Eagles. The Eagles are the favorites in my book until proven otherwise. It's wild to me that the books have them tied with the Packers for the shortest odds to win the NFC, because as much as I think the Packers are a very complete team, they haven't won the Super Bowl like the Eagles have in this recent stretch. So I don't know if you heard that quote from, I forget who the Packers player was, but he had a funny quote about, like, there's plenty of teams that started the season 2-0 and did not amount to bleep. So Eagles, Packers, Bills, just because they have Josh Allen. Like, I think the Chargers are actually the more complete team than the Bills, but I still have some reservations about the Chargers in the postseason, because I trusted them against the Texans, and Justin Herbert looked terrible and turned into a pumpkin and threw multiple interceptions in that game. So if you're talking about, like, odds to win the Super Bowl and, like, teams I like overall, not just in the regular season but in the postseason, I think I'd put the Bills over the Chargers for that reason. And then I'm going to go with the Ravens at five, simply because they've lost a game. Like, I mean, Bills, Chargers, Ravens are all right there for me, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like you have to go with the teams that have the better records. So Eagles, Packers, Bills, Chargers, Ravens.
Yeah, I'm really close here. I just have the Bills above the Packers at two. So number one is the Eagles. This is the most complete team in football, and they don't have the... It's interesting, the Eagles, for all the star power that they have, like, the way they win games doesn't necessarily take advantage of that star power. A.J. Brown knows this. But at the end of the day, if you're winning football games, then you're winning football games. That's all that matters in the National Football League. Style points don't matter. The Eagles are, what, 17-1 now, straight up, in their last 18 games, obviously including the playoffs. That's incredible and so difficult to do in 2025. So Eagles one. I'm going to go Bills two. I want to see how the Bills defense performs tonight, because we sort of saw, you know, a tale of two teams over the past couple of weeks. Like, is it the Bills defense we saw in week one against the Ravens, or is the Bills defense we saw in week two against the Jets? And the Jets do have some offensive tools. What's going to happen tonight against the Fins? I'm curious about that. But because of Josh Allen, I'll go Bills at two. Packers at three. I almost went Packers at two like you, but I'm going to try and pump the brakes a little bit on the Packers train just because of injuries right now. Especially at receiver, like, Jaden Reed is out. He's going to be out for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, 6 weeks? He had surgery on a collarbone and his foot, so he's going to be out for a while. Ultimately, I think that Packers defense can carry them as far as they want to go. They're really nasty, but Packers at three, then Chargers at four. I mean, I'm with you. They look like the most complete team. We love Haba on this show. Justin Herbert is already off to a hot start. They have a top 10 defense, so when we talk about complete teams, that's not just hyperbole. I mean, the Chargers have done it on both sides of the football, and then I'll put the Ravens at five. Ultimately, the book is going to be the same on the Ravens all season long. You're going to look great in the regular season. Can you do something in the playoffs? Because they just blew the doors off the Browns last week in Joe Flacco's return. Elite Joe Flacco. But Ravens at five.
Right. Do you think it's disrespectful at all that, like, we didn't even mention the Chiefs? Or do you think it's fine since they're 0-2? Because from a betting standpoint, I do think now is the time. If you are going to buy into the Chiefs, like, this is a good spot. And, like, this is the difference between betting and simply ranking teams. Because value is always a thing when it comes to betting. It's like when you go shopping. The price matters. Like, you don't just go in and not look at the price tag unless you're, like, a rapper or somebody who's financially irresponsible. So we don't do that in betting either. So I think that the Chiefs are still a very good team. But if we're, like, power ranking, and if this was, like, the AP top 25, the mere fact that they're 0-2, like, it's hard to put them above teams that are 2-0 that look, you know, noticeably better.
I think that's a very good way to look at it. It's like Clemson, okay? So, all right, they're coming off a loss. They struggled against Troy. Are they a very good football team? Do they have the potential to be a very good football team? Of course. By the end of the season, maybe they move up in the power rankings. But for now, it's like what Bill Parcells said back in the day. You are what your record says you are. So when it comes to the Chiefs, is the potential there? Sure. Is the history there? Yes. Is the track record there? Yes. But you are still 0-2. So, sure, from a betting perspective, if I want to try to find some value on the Chiefs and I believe in the Chiefs in the future, this is your time. Like, go in on the Chiefs because they're 0-2 and they're cheaper than they're probably going to be for the rest of the season. But if you're talking about which teams are the best in the NFL right now, you can't put an 0-2 team in your top five. I mean, I guess you can, but I think it would be a fool's errand.
Yeah, and if we're talking about, like, discrepancies, the books actually have the Lions with shorter odds than the Chargers to win the
really?
Super Bowl.
Interesting.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, it is. I also wonder how much of that is based on what we saw from the Lions last week, like when they just exploded against the Bears, right? Because sometimes style points can influence like how people bet, right? It's like, oh, the Lions aren't dead just yet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can absolutely, you know, drop some points here. So, okay, tough outing against the Packers. Let's not forget about the Lions, who were unbelievable all last season. So I think I'd be curious to know where that was a week ago, but I would bet the books saw some Lions money come in based on that performance against the Bears.
Well, and also they've had better performances in the postseason. Because again, like, this is what I keep coming back to for the Chargers. Is it like, should I have that innate trust in a team that hasn't looked good in the playoffs? Like, I know they have a different head coach, but like, they had the same head coach last year, and they still turned into a pumpkin. So I think it's one of those things that, like, if you're talking about regular season wins, like, the Chargers are ahead of some of these teams. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Super Bowl wins, because we talk about this in the NBA a lot, that, like, having regular season wins under your belt, like, is one thing, and having a great season. But sometimes I think it takes, like, that year of, like, advancing pretty far and losing, and then the next year you win a title.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we saw that from the Thunder, where, like, it took a couple years and a couple tries where they kind of needed more postseason experience before they could win it all.
For sure. And I think there's a couple things here. If you're talking about the Chargers, is one, you're absolutely right. It's the experience. And then two, it's another year in the system. You know, when you have an extra year in a head coach's system or an offensive or defensive coordinator system, then you get to that point where the play calls are more like you're reacting as opposed to thinking. You hear that a lot in the NFL. Like, once you learn a different play, and then you can expand the playbook as well. It's like, all right, you know the plays now, you know the calls, you know how to react. Now we're going to expand the playbook even more and make both sides of the football more dynamic. So if you're the Chargers, I think there's a real possibility that's happening too. You're getting that experience, and now it's another year under Haba. Big on the Chargers. Big Chargers guy. Go to next year's show. If there's a game on the schedule, you know Chelsea's going to play some props. We'll check out the board and find some plays between the Fins and the Bills tonight. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Hour two of the Daily Tip coming up on BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.